podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Pain relief in labour is covered in a wide range of Cochrane reviews, and in September 2012, a new one has been added to examine the evidence on inhaled forms of pain relief. Suze Jans, researcher from the Midwifery Science Department at the VU University Medical Centre in Amsterdam, Netherlands, describes the findings.
Many women would like to have a choice between different types of pain relief during labour, avoiding invasive methods of pain management if they can. One of the options might be inhaled analgesia, which involves a self-administered inhalation of sub-anesthetic concentrations of agents while the mother remains awake. Most of the agents are easy to administer, can be started in less than a minute and become effective within a similar amount of time. This review makes an important contribution to the evidence base because it's important that women have access to relatively effective and safe analgesia during labour and that this be available when they need some form of pharmacological pain relief. The review brings together the relevant research to support this option, remembering that even in hospitals with full-time obstetric anesthesia coverage, no one may be available to place an epidural, offer other effective methods of labour analgesia, or provide a labour-intensive non-pharmacological method to help the woman in pain. Alongside these issues of availability, the more invasive options such as epidural and analgesia are associated with significant side effects. The goal of this study was to examine the effects of all modalities of inhaled analgesia on the mother and the baby for mothers who plan to have a vaginal delivery. Researchers searched widely for randomized trials comparing inhaled analgesia with other inhaled analgesia, placebo or no treatment, or other methods of non-pharmacological pain management in labor, and were able to include 26 studies with nearly 3,000 women. They were able to analyze outcomes such as pain intensity, pain relief, and side effects like nausea, but because of lack of data, they could not analyze other important outcomes, including sense of control, satisfaction with the childbirth experience, mother and baby interaction, breastfeeding, admission to special care baby unit, poor infant outcomes at long-term follow-up, and costs. In the comparisons of different types of inhaled analgesia, fluorine derivatives offer slightly better pain relief than nitrous oxide in first stage of labor, leading to a lower pain intensity score and a higher pain relief score. More nausea was also found in the nitrous oxide group compared with the fluorine derivatives group. However, there were major differences between the trials, and the findings should also be considered with caution because of the use of a crossover design for the trials. When nitrous oxide was compared against placebo or no treatment, it was found to offer better pain relief, but it also produced more side effects for women, such as nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and drowsiness. There were no significant differences for any of the outcomes in studies comparing different strengths of inhaled analgesia, different delivery systems, or, in one study, comparing inhaled analgesia with transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, or TENS. The conclusion is that inhaled analgesia appears to be effective in reducing pain intensity and in giving pain relief in labor, but that nitrous oxide appears to result in more nausea compared with fluorine derivatives, and that when compared with no treatment or placebo, nitrous oxide appears to result in even more side effects such as nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and drowsiness. There was no information for satisfaction with childbirth experiences or sense of control in labor in these studies, and further research on these two important outcomes would be helpful.
Details of the studies in this review and the various interventions they tested are available in the full review, which you can find at thecochranelibrary.com. Stop.